Do you know where you are? How about Mission Creek Music Festival right now in Iowa City?
Chris Ford stands in front of his band, Christopher the Conquered, during the Mission Creek Music Festival, a six-day gathering featuring music performance, literature readings, and artistic exhibitions in intimate venues like the Blue Moose Tap House.
Welcome to America, home of brave and free.
Ford is playing selections from his collection released this week titled The Fate of a Good Man. It's not his first album, but Ford says he spent more time and money producing it than prior recordings, and he's glad he is releasing it during the Mission Creek Festival.
Events like this emphasize our identity with our community. We're not necessarily the mainstream Americans or whatever here. We kind of need to make our own niche to be proud of, and this is our part of the community.
Twenty-seven-year-old Ford says this is a philosophical album about evaluating one's place in their community and their life.
It's basically me thinking about myself and other people that I know that have beliefs, whether it's in a movement, religion, God, anything, strong convictions, challenging people to say, maybe you don't know what you believe, and we're all in a little bit of denial, and that's okay.
Is not always easy, is not made of tasty pies and cheeses and fine silken scarves. No, and life.
Christopher the Conquered's new album was released from a label Chris Ford helped form called Maximum Ames Records. The label is also publishing new music from other Iowa bands. In September, they plan to have their own weekend festival.
Maximum Ames on its own, it's not a business or anything. It's just this idea that we have. It's a tree. And we want it, ideally, to extend to various communities throughout the state. Right now, we're doing music. That's what our biggest interest is, and that's what we make. Every individual can, especially in a place like Iowa, can really have an impact on their community. It's just of the size and of the accessibility that it's being molded all the time.
Ford says the music somebody creates is more impactful on other people rather than the person that made it. But after a few years, meaning can start to sink in with the creator.
My dream is to make a record that has impacted me in the way that, say, John Lennon's Plastic Ono Band record or Randy Newman's Good Old Boys, Ray Charles, Genius of Ray Charles, those have had huge impacts on my life, and I'll never know if I made it, I guess, or not, but maybe in 50 or 60 years, one of these eventually will have that impact on people.
Oh, but I can always cut you in half, and there will still be as much I cannot see in you as you cannot in me. So let us not confuse a thought's thought.
Later this month, Christopher the Conquered's The Fate of a Good Man will also be released on vinyl. In Iowa City, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.